Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex, and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty, Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens on a Tuesday. Chiefs Falcons Sunday, and no Isaiah Pacheco.
We Kareem Hunt's here.
Yep, we dive into this segment to start. We engage with the audience 913-586-7965. Because Kareem Hunt is apparently going to get what looks like a second chance.
Yep,
going to
get a workout today. And after the workout today, they'll see if he has anything left in the tank. And if he does, then they'll sign him to the practice squad.
And one thing that I think is interesting about this is that Bob and Mac bring up a question of, you know, what's an athlete that, you know, did something that wasn't really right, that no matter what, you were willing to give a second chance?
Well, it's not even didn't do something right. I saw this tweet yesterday from somebody on Twitter, formerly X, that says, can't wait until we sign Kareem Hunt, then trade for OBJ before the deadline. Then we'll have two, quote, new has-beens for some of you to get excited about. It's like, it was like, all right, because that's the way sports fans are. You recognize a name, you get excited regardless of where they are in their career, right? Correct. And Kareem Hunt, 29, 30 years old, people got excited yesterday, I'm sure, about Kareem Hunt, right? And I was kind of just thinking about, like, you know, an athlete that you just can't quit. Because for a lot of us, we recognize the name, we still think that athlete is good, regardless of whether or not he's good. And it brings up, like, Tiger Woods for me, right? Like, Tiger Woods is kind of where I fall in this category. I will never give up on Tiger Woods. He could be on one leg, falling down, playing like Dorf on golf, and I'll still think that Tiger Woods is going to go out there and win a tournament on a Sunday. And if he's wearing that red shirt on a Sunday, man, I think he's going to win. I am never going to be able to give up Tiger Woods in the game of golf, because I know there really isn't anybody exciting behind him. But either way, he's the guy that kind of got me excited about golf when I was in college, and he's been just an unbelievable sports figure. I love Tiger Woods.
That's a good one. I mean, a tournament rolls around on Thursday. You see he's playing. You're like, oh,
you get excited.
Okay,
all right, Tiger's locked in. And then he goes and shoots 18 over the first round. You're like, I can still make the cut.
Yeah. Your friend. Yeah. You got a friend like Dusty. He's like, Tiger's been bad for like, you're like, I don't care.
Right. Yeah. It's like me telling you, most of these quarterbacks are bad and, you know, Kareem Hunt's over the hill, but whatever. People still get excited about
that. And then I'm like, I don't know. I think he's got gas left in the tank.
31 other teams would have told you no.
That's not the way it works. I got two here. Cause you kind of set me up differently with that prompt. I kind of made more sense what we were doing here. So for what you're saying of a guy can't quit because of the playing, not really the off the field or off the court stuff.
Yeah.
Paul Pierce.
Okay.
Played probably 2 or 3 years too long. And I kind of just still felt like he was always 08 Boston Celtics. Paul Pierce going to score 28 points and win the game at the end.
Crap his pants.
Yeah, exactly. His pants, come back. Everything's okay. And it obviously just wasn't that way. He had that like one old man moment on the Wizards in the playoffs. Like, did you call bank? You're like, I called game. And I was like, that's Paul Pierce, you know? Yeah. But yeah, the other one would be Johnny Manziel.
Yeah. Lamar kind of falls into that category for me as well. I'll never be able to quit Lamar Jackson. I just think he's always going to win. And he's always going to be great.
Mine is Mike Tyson. I don't know why. Like, that's a guy that, like, obviously tarnished past, like, he had a quote one time, like, I'll eat your children.
Mm-hmm.
He had another one where he said something about, like, I'll do you till you love me, and then had an explicit at the end of that as well. Biting ears, you know, just, you know, whatever, tattoo on the face. And then now it's like, we all love Mike Tyson. Mm-hmm. Like, right? Like, you know, he's like a huge, like, pothead. He's getting ready to fight, like, Jake Paul.
I think being in The Hangover really put him in a different light for a lot of people, right?
Maybe, you know? Yeah. So Tyson's always been, when Tiger's the obvious, like, I'm like you, like, if Tiger's in a tournament, I will go to DraftKings every time and say, yes, he's going to make the cut. I've lost money the last, like, four times. But yeah, that Masters he won of late in
that's
his career,
the one that kind of,
like,
does it, right?
I was so just, good. I was just sitting there. We were at the lake, and it was, like, a late lake trip, and we were just watching that, or early lake trip, I guess, and or no, maybe it was, I don't know. Either way.
Was it the Masters that was in September because of COVID?
And so, yeah, like, we were down there, and, like, I was like, normally on Sunday, I want to leave early. And, you know, I was like, well, I don't want to miss any shots. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad I didn't. And, you know, that's just where it is. And then the text line comes in, I can't quit Conor McGregor. Somebody says Josh Gordon.
Josh Gordon. Man, wow, that's a wild one. That guy was never good in the NFL.
I like, oh, come on. He tore the Chiefs one game.
He had an amazing 2014.
Another one that I see is like Pete Rose, Barry Bonds. I totally get those. Yeah. Like Pete Rose is like, whenever he found out about the Shohei Ohtani thing, came out the audio, he was like, man, if I only had a fall guy or an interpreter when I was a guy, when I was in the league, I'd be in the Hall of Fame. Barry Bonds, of course, like, you know, obviously his whole career. Kobe Bryant is one for some. We obviously remember the affair that had happened in Colorado, yeah, and then all of a sudden he became the Mamba, and obviously his life was cut short, unfortunately, and now his career he's at a level that, you know, no one will ever get to.
Right.
And in regards to, you know, Kobe Bryant-esque. I mean, I know Michael Jordan, but for different reasons, people love Kobe. But Tiger Woods takes the cake on the text line.
Tiger Woods is that guy. Regardless of how old he's gotten, and we know he's past his prime and probably doesn't have it anymore, mm-hmm, you still just can't quit that guy. That's kind of where I am with, you know, with the Kareem Hunt situation. As we talked about, he came in yesterday. He'll work out today. If they like what they see, they'll sign him to the practice squad, mm-hmm, and we'll go forward from there. I mean, you don't put him in your fantasy lineup because I don't think he's going to see much playing time, but they're bringing him in because he is kind of familiar, as Danon said, with what's gone on here in Kansas City, has a little familiarity with that. And at this point in the season, there's not a lot available right now. And so I just thought it was weird yesterday to see the Kareem Hunt name flying around. And after all that went on, you know, after all, mm-hmm, that went on with this organization, the fact that they're bringing him back, but you could look at the flip side and say, the guy deserves a second opportunity, right? He maybe deserves a second chance. That was 6 years ago. And if Clark Hunt is good with it, then I'm sure, you know, the organization has given, you know, Veach and Reed the blessing to, mm-hmm, to move on, to blessing, to move on and to do this thing. Then by all means, you know, let's see what he has in the tank and see where he is. And if he's got something that can help this team win, by all means, let's see what he can do for this football team and move forward that way. So, I mean, I'm like everybody else. I'm not sure how to react, but I also know he's probably not going to be a player that they're really going to rely on. They expect to get Pacheco back at some point. They expect CEH back by week five. That's why they're not being more aggressive with going out and getting somebody. But you bring in Kareem Hunt. Now, all of a sudden, he's the quote-unquote leader inside the running back room, right? He's arguably, I don't know how old P. Ryan is, but Kareem Hunt has been in this league for a long time. He's kind of a veteran presence for these guys that are in there because you got Carson Steele, who's a rookie. Mm-hmm. You got P. Ryan, who just got here, right? You don't really have a whole heck of a lot inside of that position group.
And now you know it's official because Diana Rossini, running back Kareem Hunt, will work out for the Kansas City Chiefs today. Right. We'll see if the Chiefs believe he's ready to roll out or not. You could have heard that earlier today at 6 o'clock here on 96.5 The Fan on Fesco and Dusty. Another one name that I will bring up, how about Michael Irvin? Do people still, like, I know he's had some fumbles here recently with the hotel thing and got fired from NFL Network or wherever it was. And
what ended up happening with that?
The hotel or the...
The whole thing.
I think he was back
on TV?
He's doing something. I don't know what it is, but I know that he's no longer with the NFL Network.
Right.
And people in the 90s were like, oh yeah, there's a ball filled with cocaine. Michael Irvin will catch it, guaranteed.
It's right.
But yet people still, like, after his career's over, he was known to be like that wild, you know, uncle at the party. But
correct,
like, he was still like, I'm addicted to this guy's personality. I've got to hear more. I know that maybe it might be wild, but I can't leave it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Texan also, a lot of Adalberto Mondesi's. People are still rooting for that guy?
Really?
I don't even know. Well,
he was easy to quit.
Oh.
He quit himself. I mean, like, That was an easy one to give up on.
And then somebody says, I can't stop staring at Sydney Sweeney. Does that count? Sure.
Sure. Yeah.
she's breaking a lot of hearts, man. That's for sure. I don't want to bring Dusky Likens out today. I want to stay with Dusty, but we can go there. We can get in after hours if we want back in the day. And then, you know, whatever. But we come back on the other side. We do the on the come. I'm Dusty Likens, Bob Fesco, Mac Morey. This is Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
Back here on Fesco and Dusty on a Tuesday morning. Damn, glad to have you. Getting ready to get to the on the come, a segment we like to do here on this wonderful show here in Kansas City, on your home for Kansas City sports. We've made it a month on the FM side, so glad to have you. Keep telling your friends.
Has it really been a month?
That's right.
Wow.
Time flies when you're having fun with your buds.
Happy birthday, Patrick Mahomes, today, too. 29 years young.
God, he's only 29.
I hope for Thursday night he goes to Hy-Vee for steak night. It's $10 steak night at Hy-Vee.
Ooh, steaks.
I'll be at Hy-Vee on Thursday. 95th and Antioch is where I'll be on Thursday from 11 to 1. $10 steak day. You get the steak, which is an 8-ounce steak. Let me tell you about that, Dusty. You get the garlic mashed potatoes. You get the green beans. It's all for $10. Mm. It's the perfect solution to your weeknight meal. So grab yourself a steak on steak night at Hy-Vee and get ready for the Chiefs game as well. Chiefs themed cookies. Got some of those left over from the game on Saturday. So we got our Hy-Vee on, and you can as well. So come see me 11 to 1 on Thursday out at the Hy-Vee at 95th and Antioch for that $10 steak.
They know exactly what they're doing, too, because they put those daddies right towards the entrance. And, I've seen it multiple times.
Smells
Bob,
so good.
Where, like, I've been walking in from the parking lot knowing what I'm getting for dinner. I didn't get the steaks, but I've seen, like, couples or like solo dudes, and they know they're going in there to get something, but they never made it inside.
That's right.
They just went to the line and got out.
You're getting that steak.
And somebody cooked it for you. So.
Yeah, exactly. You don't have to worry about cooking. It's good for lunch. It's good for dinner. It's good for your family, whatnot. Go get you a steak at Hy-Vee.
Speaking of what's at stake, we get into what we like to call on this show, which is on the come here on Fesco and Dusty, where we give you our projections of who is showing up of recent here on the come.
On the come.
Maybe the best intro we have.
You think there's more, but there's not.
No, there's not. That's it. It just ends. Yeah, it's fast.
On the come.
Way to go. Spectre put that one together, right? Yeah. That's a good intro.
He knew what he was doing, damn it. This week, Shannon Sharpe is not on my list, but he was on the come last week.
Yeah.
Anyways, but no, this
and
week.
And that just died out. He owned that and moved on.
Yeah, that's it.
That's weird how that works.
It really is. Memo to everybody. You do something that people may go like that too. Admit it, own it, apologize, and move on, and nobody talks about it again.
My on the come this week is Marvin Harrison Jr.
Stealing my guy.
Oh, did I really?
No, my guy.
Oh, like, I'm looking at the script. It doesn't look like you have him in there.
Just my guy in general.
No, you have some sort of rocket as yours.
Yeah.
But I think this kid has arrived. I think it took 1 week. Again, I think the NFL is a learning curve for rookies. I mean, we've seen that it doesn't work for Bryce Young. We've seen it's obviously working for Brock Bowers, who is lighting it up in Vegas, which you hate to see it. Mm-hmm. And Marvin Harrison Jr. last week absolutely tore it up. And there's two things I love to see here from this guy, which is why he's on the come. One, fun stat, and a blowout win over the Rams. Cardinals wide receiver Marvin Harrison Jr. became the first rookie with at least 4 catches and 2 touchdowns in a first quarter of a game since, do you want to take a guess? That's right. His father, Marvin Harrison, in 1996.
Marvin Barry!
Peyton to Marvin. I get that reference. The other thing that I love to see from Marvin Harrison Jr., a young kid in the league that is the most popular thing in the United States, he was asked about the massive game he had against the Rams. Quote, "Not going to lie to you, I think I saw Kyler's stat line, had 4 incompletions. All 4 were to me. I'm not very happy about that."
That's good.
Even
That's
though awesome. He absolutely balled out, he took the high road and said, yeah, it was great, but there's still stuff I can work on. So
that's my Buckeye.
To me, when you see somebody like this who has been around the league his whole life and has been promised that he's going to be that dude, he showed it in week 2. Kyler Murray appreciated it. And I'm sure Arizona fans did. And then not only that, in the reigning of success, in the reigning of probably his one, it will be one of his best career games that we can think of in his young career. It's his second game in the NFL. He then knocks himself down a peg and goes, yeah, he had four incompletions. All were to me. I'm not very happy about that. So the kid is just, he's special.
He is special, man. That's why I've loved him for the last 2 years coming out of college, and I would have given anything for him to be here in Kansas City. I mean, could you imagine? I had dreams a lot about this with him and Patrick Mahomes, right? Oh, they were beautiful dreams. And it would have been awesome to see. I mean, it tells you how good Marvin Harrison is. He can actually make Kyler Murray look decent. So congratulations to him.
Stop it.
Out there in the desert.
We're going to get him there, Mac.
It took one of my Buckeyes to make Kyler Murray look halfway decent as a quarterback. Let me tell you something, Dust Man. It's Buckeye Central. There are two guys I could go with on the come. Ryan Williams is my new college love. Have you seen this kid play for Alabama?
Yes.
17 years old. This guy, I'm going to tell you,
you know,
17 years old. This guy is out here dominating for the Crimson Tide.
Do I put a prop bet on that Jaden Milroe to win the Heisman now?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
Jaylen Milroe, Bob, on you go.
All right. So Ryan Williams, Heisman at 17. Mm. Let's go. That's where I'm going with. I think the Chiefs need to draft him this year at 17.
I got him mocked at the pick 5.
Let me tell you, this guy is as good as it gets.
A lot of people said Luther Burden, best receiver in the nation. I tell you what, Dust Man, he's not. It's a guy at Alabama.
Ryan Williams. But my other guy that's on the come is Andy Eagley. Dalton. No, Andy Dalton this week, baby. You're going to see how bad Bryce Young is. All of a sudden, Carolina's going to turn around, start winning some games. Everybody's like, oh my God, that guy was terrible. Andy Dalton, nothing special. But he's a competent NFL quarterback. And I think you're right. I think Thielen has a big, big week this week, man. He's finally got somebody legit that can see and throw him the football.
Mm-hmm.
Who's on the come for you, Mac?
Yeah, I'm looking at Deontay Johnson for the Panthers too as well. Adam, okay. You know, Deontay.
Everybody's
Johnson's
loading up on Panthers.
Yeah, come on, Deontay Johnson and Adam Thielen. Like, finally, someone can throw us the ball.
Sleepers and streamers, baby.
Yeah.
For me on the come, I'm going to go Matt LaFleur. We talked, you know, I've talked about the Packers for a lot this season. Jordan Love was my MVP pick. Obviously, that went
Peter's
awry.
Brother.
And yes, of course, that went awry in week one. But what Matt LaFleur did against the Colts last week was really impressive to me. I mean, there was only one way they were going to beat the Colts, and that was to rush for 261 yards. They rushed for 261 yards. Malik Willis was 12 for 14 for over 100 yards.
Hey, that's
touchdown.
Great play calling by the head coach.
It
and,
is.
You know, great game planning to say, all right, we don't have a quarterback that can throw the football, so let's rely on the running game, you know?
Six
like
different
understanding
players.
Your strengths and weaknesses.
Six different players had a rushing attempt, and it just felt like they were coming out of the pistol. It was a read option, and with Malik Willis's athleticism, he's like, okay, I'm going to utilize this. You're not going to know if we're going to run. Occasionally we'll pass. It'll work. And a great win. I mean, you had to have an ugly win with a backup quarterback who's played only 4, 5, 6 games. LaFleur did that.
Hey, sometimes you've got to ugly it up to get those victories. Right now, let's see what you can do in week two. Everybody's
exactly.
going to be stacking up against the run game, and people are going to make Malik Willis try to throw the football, and we'll see if he's competent at doing that. Who does Green Bay have this week?
Yeah, I'm going to check right now. Let's see.
A team
they
in
have,
the NFL, you would think? Or
they host the Vikings.
Oh, that's a good game.
Yes,
that
they
flex that
game.
One to Sunday night yet?
Gosh, they should.
No,
too early
just
in the season.
There's a Sunday night game that involves your team.
Yeah, but you know what? If they flexed us to noon, it wouldn't be the worst case.
Oh, I love
scenario,
it. I hate
right?
Sunday night football. Can I be? Can
That's
I be?
I'm saying, guys.
Can I be an old man here? I hate Sunday night football.
Oh, see, I was never a Monday night guy, but last night I was dialed in. I think Belichick brought me to the table a little bit more last night. I was enjoying his conversation, but Sunday night football is fun unless you do what we do and get
That's
up at 3:45 in the morning.
Not only
right
that, it's everyday people. Like I'm talking to my buddy who's got 4 kids and a 9-to-5, and he's like, I actually don't enjoy Sunday night football. I'm like, yeah, the best football slot is 3:25. There's not one better than that time slot, in my opinion.
I think if you're
tailgating. Unless it's 9:30 in the morning.
Yeah, right. I think from a tailgating perspective, the noon game is the perfect one because you get there early, you can tailgate, go in the game, you're home by halftime That's of the true. Late games, and you've got the rest of the late game and the night game to kind of recover and get back to your day. 3:25 is good if you're at home. Because you can get stuff done during
which is
the day.
Where I always am. Yeah.
Right? You get stuff done during the day, and then the 3:25 game kicks off and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And that's a good scenario. But it's amazing with our success, Dusty. And I'm talking about me and you here right now.
Oh.
With our success, how many people have been saying, man, this is great. But I want the noon games, you know, like season ticket holders. You talk to them over the last couple of years and people are like, can we just have a noon game? please, can we just please have a noon game because of the whole process of tailgating and going to these games? And, you know, you get these Sunday night games, people get home at 1 o'clock in the morning, like, damn, now I got to go to work the next day. So I think if there were a couple of noon games mixed in on the schedule, people would be very happy with that. And the 325 is still a good one. But yeah, I mean, the night games for what we do and people who have kids and lives and
which is the majority
stuff like that.
Of the world.
Yeah. it's tough. Yeah. It's
I don't know. Noon, 325 or 720. Or Monday Night Football. Is that the poll question this week, Mac?
Could be.
No, that's a good poll question.
That actually is a good poll question.
Like, which one is the best time slot for NFL games?
Because for
years,
Chiefs fans are like, can we just have one Monday night game?
Yeah.
Can we get a Sunday night game?
How quickly it's switched.
And now we've got every Monday and every Sunday and Thursday night game. And it was like, can we just get a noon game mixed in, please?
Yeah, and when you get a noon game, it means your opponent is garbage.
Yeah, like Denver.
You get Denver. I think Carolina's a noon game this year.
Right.
So yeah, like it's a November noon game against Carolina. It's like, oh yeah, you can, we don't, it's like, you remember the game, I think it's called like Fever Pitch. Is that the Jimmy Fallon, Drew Barrymore movie?
Yeah.
Where like the beginning of the scene, they clown the Royals and they're like, all right, it's time to give away season tickets. Who wants to bid? And like some guy's being annoying. He's like, hey, you want Royals tickets? It's like now in the NFL world, it's like, all right, let's bid on primetime games. Right now we got Chiefs and Carolina and it's crickets.
Crickets, yeah.
It's like, okay, that's a noon CBS game.
Or if Spiro Dedes, you're available, go do that game.
Yeah.
But it's great. Like because even with kids, like they fight you to stay up to watch these games now, right? Like you gotta go to bed. You need your sleep, right? You gotta go to bed. They don't wanna miss the game. They don't wanna miss what's going on. It's fun. So yeah, I think a lot of people would want that noon game back if they could have it. So the Denver game is at noon at home this year. I believe the game Black Friday is like a 2 o'clock game, but it's a Friday. You got the whole weekend. That's not a big deal.
Do we get that day off?
Oh yeah, we're off.
Yeah, we're off.
And then nice.
I guess I got to look at the schedule.
Yeah, you do. You got to check that out. Yeah, we'll be at the game. And then the, I think the Saturday game against the Texans may be a noon game as well, if I'm not mistaken. So we do have a couple, you know, this year, but I think a lot of people would like them. And I'll tell you this, this kind of shocked me a little bit and maybe it shouldn't. The Cincinnati game, you know how the mm-hmm. Chiefs do dynamic pricing for like everybody does now, the better the game, the more expensive it costs.
Oh, yeah.
Did you realize, and maybe I'm just like just having like, whoa, like a, just a hit me in the face type of moment, the Cincinnati game is actually was actually priced higher than the Denver game.
Whoa.
Right? Like on the surface, you're like, whoa. But then you think about it, you go, yeah, Denver sucks and it's a noon game.
Yeah.
I understand. Cincinnati, you know, that's a good rivalry, team. That's the rivalry. Yeah. And it shows you how far Denver has fallen that the seats for the Denver game were about 50, I think about 50 bucks cheaper than they were for the Bengal game, roughly.
That's
wild.
Yeah.
That never used to be the case. Shows you where the Broncos are right now.
From the text line, specifically with our tailgating experience, noon has just been our culture. I hate 325 games because I live on a farm, and when I go to do chores after a game, it's dark.
Yeah, exactly.
Noon
right?
games,
yeah.
I can get everything done in the daylight.
Yeah.
That's fair. Yeah, give me the old nooner. Yeah,
I love a good nooner.
I love a good nooner. But 325, I get to watch Red Zone, the witching hour. And then after I'm like almost spent, it's like, and it's kickoff for Chiefs game. And I'm like, all right, this can't get any better than this. And then the game's over at 6:30 and I eat dinner and I go to bed.
Right. And it's done. It's
that's
great.
That's a perfect Sunday lineup for me.
That is a really good, plan. And as I've gotten rid of DirecTV Sunday ticket because it moved to YouTube, the Red Zone has been awesome. I feel like I know so much about what's going on in the league. Like, honestly, guys, I'm not going to lie. Driving home from the Chiefs game on Sunday, I'm like, I have no idea what happened in the rest of the league.
No.
You watch Red Zone for that noon window,
you
know everything that happened in the league, and that's cool.
Yep. A few more texts here. Somebody says, on the come was me this weekend being brave enough to go to a Costco on a Sunday before a Chiefs game. Place was a madhouse.
Oh, God, yeah.
Brave soul.
On a Sunday or a Saturday?
Right, on a Sunday.
Wow. Yeah,
before a Chiefs game, people getting tailgate food, people getting like all that sort of stuff for a house party.
I guess you stay if you're not at the game.
Right, yeah.
You know, the best time to go to Hy-Vee is during the Chiefs game. Nobody's
that's
there.
Right. We have 11:30 church, so 3:25 is the best time. I don't like the Sunday morning games because I go to church. Fair enough. And then love the afternoon delight, 3:25. Big 3:25.
Yeah.
Big 3:25 guy. An honorable mention for me, though, on the come was this guy.
Bo, can you take us through the interception in the end zone?
Yeah. Drop back, threw it to the other team.
That's great. I love it. Hey. Bo, you don't know diddly, right? Like, I love that. That's a great answer.
That reminded me of that kid from Baylor a few years back when he talked about how he, like, missed the rebound or something like that. He's like, the ball hit the rim. I jumped up to get it. I got the ball. He did something. It was a Baylor player in the Big 12 tournament or the March Madness tournament. He described, like, the play and, like, the most, like, ridiculous. But Bo Nix, props to you.
Bo, buddy. Can you take us through the interception in the end zone?
Yeah, for sure.
Yep.
Drop back. Threw it to the wrong guy. Yeah.
That's perfect. Also becoming, and I know you're as hard on the media sometimes as I am, Dusty, and I'm grateful for that. The whole take us through is becoming like my least favorite media crutch right now. It's replaced talk about, you know, talk about your interception. Mm-hmm. What's your question? Take us through the interception. How about, hey, Bo, what happened on that interception, man?
No doubt.
Like, ask a question, right? Don't say take us through, because that's the answer you're going to get.
Yep.
And Bo Nix, way to go, bud.
Well, and that's
awesome,
that's
right?
That's the answer you deserve.
Right, yeah.
You know? Take us through that speeding ticket. I drove past the speed limit, and I got caught.
Right.
Fair enough.
Take us through. What do you want to be taken through?
What do you mean to play us out? I don't know what that means. We'll do it live.
The pitch. Breaking ball hit high in the air. Deep to the left field corner. Green races back. He's out of the track. He looks up. It's out of here. Bobby Witt Jr. Grand slam. Oh, this place is going nuts. 4-0 Royals in the bottom of the third on one big swing from the Royals superstar.
Bobby Witt Jr. has been playing 9 months for the Royals, and he's already second in franchise history with Grand Slams. Bobby Witt Jr. is the MVP of the league. I don't care what or who says anything about it, and that's the one thing that I solidified in my mind last night. Bob, you have another thing that solidified in your mind watching that Royals game, which they lost 7-6. They're back in action tonight at 6:40. Vern, on deck show at 5:30. Don't forget the pitch clock. If you can win, you got a chance to tickets this final weekend at the K. It's the last weekend games. As it's going right now, they will not have a home playoff game in the first round of the wild card. They will travel elsewhere and play the best of three. So you have a chance to win tickets. But yeah, I realized last night, like, he was responsible for 5 RBIs.
Right.
Like, Bobby Witt Jr. was the reason the Royals even had a chance in that game last night, was the reason the Royals were up in that game last night. I know he had an errant throw. That wasn't the reason they lost. They lost because it was a poor pitching performance, which, look, it's fine if Lugo's going to have a hiccup. Now just go pick him up tonight, win 2 out of 3, and move on with your day and keep your distance. Still 4 games up on Detroit, I think 3 up or 2.5 on Minnesota. You still solidified yourself. Just a few games left, magic number 8. Keep doing your job, take back tonight. And then you noticed something last night, which is why maybe there is a nervous feeling in the city.
Well, I will say this. If you're one of these folks that's blaming Bobby Witt for the game last night and why the Royals lost this game, you better also be criticizing Patrick Mahomes for 2 terrible interceptions on Sunday, okay? Because they're one and the same to me. They did not lose that game because of Bobby Witt last night, okay? Bobby Witt had 5 RBIs in that game last night. He's going to make a mistake here or there. It's going to happen. You have a 4-0 lead, a 5-1 lead. Your pitching staff needs to shut that down. This bullpen right now, as we know, is not very good. And I think last night was kind of the microcosm, the aha moment that I needed, I think, to realize why I just don't feel this city has the same affinity, love, buy-in, if you will, to this Royals baseball team that we saw in 2014 and 2015, like all year long. And I think you've kind of felt this way too, Dusty. I mean, like, you're just kind of going like, why isn't anybody really buying into this team? Why don't we feel the same buy-in? Like, in 14 and 15, we were living with every pitch, right? And again, it was our first. We've matured as a fan base here in Kansas City, and just making the playoffs, I guess, well, that's just not good enough anymore. We got to win a world championship.
Yeah.
And if we look at the Royals right now, we realize this bullpen just doesn't have it. It's why I was so bullish on signing Trevor Bauer, man. Like, what kind of difference would Trevor Bauer have made in this organization right now from a pitching standpoint, right? We're bringing potentially Kareem Hunt back. He's out here. He's, you know, arrived yesterday at the facility. Mm-hmm. He's going to go through a workout today. He was cut in his prime during a Super Bowl run because he lied to ownership, and we're bringing him back and giving him a second opportunity. Trevor Bauer, you know, was cleared, so to speak, and people were fighting the Trevor Bauer potential signing here in Kansas City. Mm-hmm. How much better would this bullpen have been if Trevor Bauer was here. And we're at that point of the season now with, what, 11 games to go, a magic number of 8. This team's going to the playoffs. But I get the feeling, and I understand from fans why they're just like, I don't want to buy in. I don't want to fall in love because I feel like I'm going to be hurt. And with the bullpen the way that it is right now, I totally understand that. But I still believe the bullpen's going to change. Now, we're relying on guys that are injured in Lorenzen and Hunter Harvey to come mm-hmm. in and you know, be part of the solution, or maybe Brady Singer in the bullpen or something of that nature. And I understand why fans aren't 100% bought in. But with a franchise that barely makes it to the playoffs ever, this is an opportunity to celebrate and enjoy it and say, you know what? This is the beginning of what I think is going to be a lot of sustained success. And they may not fare well. They may go to Houston or Baltimore and get bounced in that first wild card round. So what? They did something we didn't expect. They made the playoffs. They gave us a fun season, and they gave us the opportunity to see a bright future ahead. Mm. And that's what you have to buy into. But I get it. Last night was that moment for me going, all right, you had a 4-0 lead. Bobby hit a grand slam. You're feeling good. Lugo's on the mound.
Right.
And you lost that game. I get it now. I understand some of the fans' apprehension. And also the buy-in isn't there because people seemingly don't know how to, you know, use an app and find them on TV.
That's always going to be brought in on the text line as well, as many people will say. But again, tonight, Cole Reagans takes the mound against Mize for the Detroit Tigers. Game at 6:40, pregame here, Vern's On Deck show at 5:30. Coming up on the other side, I want to talk a little bit more. No, I do not want to restart my computer. What is going on?
They had an update. Yeah, you got to restart. Yeah,
it just did it. I have no choice. So everything will shut down. But we will get back into sports here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
I'll tell you what, game day week 3 coming up, and you're thinking about, what am I going to do for food? I got to get that game day special over at Smokehouse Barbecue, because here's what Smokehouse is going to do for you. They're going to get you a pound of burnt ends, a pound of wings, a slab of baby back ribs, a quart of beans, paperware, and serving utensils for 6 for $79.95. That's going to take care of your game day food with Smokehouse Barbecue. And when you get those pound of wings, make sure you try their new sauce, the Sweet Zing, a sweet flavor with a kick. We had some left over from the game yesterday, and my daughter says, Dad, I really love these new wings from Smokehouse Barbecue. They are so good. They're getting kid approval, and when the kids approve of the wings at Smokehouse Barbecue, you know how good they are. So get your wing game on at Smokehouse Barbecue at any of their 3 locations in Independence, Gladstone, or Zona Rosa. And while you're checking out the wings, make sure you check out their chili as well. It's that time of the year where chili is on the menu, and they're going to take their crispy meat, their chopped up burnt ends, and that's going to be the base with their spicy barbecue sauce to give you a chili that you're absolutely going to love, and you'll probably order seconds. So visit Smokehouse Barbecue and get the chili, get the new Sweet Zing wings, and also order your game day special at SmokehouseBBQ.com. That's SmokehouseBBQ.com. For over 35 years, locally owned and family operated, it's Smokehouse Barbecue.
Welcome back into Fesco and Dusty here on 96.5 The Fan. It's brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology and is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. The J Southland Tow Service number, 913-586-7965. What color is your hair? Interested.
Somebody asking you that?
No, I just asking the text line to see if they reply to what color your hair is.
Let me ask you a question I asked on X, formerly Twitter.
Dutch man. Not everybody's got the luxuriousness of having hair. Oh, boy.
I asked yesterday on Twitter, what place in anywhere in the world you could visit, right?
Yeah.
Because anywhere in the world, where would you go?
Fiji.
Oh, all right. That's an interesting one.
That or go back to the Bahamas.
But you've already been there, so do you want to go back to someplace?
I mean, Jamaica was freaking awesome, dude. I mean, it was, it's probably the greatest vacation I've ever had in my life.
Are you a go-backer, or do you like to experience new things?
Oh, I'll go back. I mean, if I went to Atlantis, I'd go to Atlantis again.
Okay.
I went to Myrtle Beach 6 straight years when I was a kid.
Yeah, we used to do that as a kid, go down the shore every year, you know? Mm. But then my parents were like, we're going to go somewhere different all the time. And we like drove up and down the East Coast on a Toyota minivan. It was brilliant.
That sounds cool, though.
It was. No, it was fun.
That sounds great.
Yeah,
no,
it
I like
great.
That.
Yeah. So if you could go anywhere in the world, where would you go?
Gosh, there's so many places I haven't been, so that's a long list. But Spain, near the top.
Yeah, Spain's Barcelona. Be the top of
the right answer was your fiance's house.
Yeah,
that's very true. Yeah, that's yes, true. Wherever my fiance's
house.
Wherever
she is, honey. Yes.
Love you. Yeah.
It's a sports show.
Yeah, so you can weigh in. Where would you go? A couple people said Kauffman Stadium. I had somebody weigh in, say Faurot Field.
The old Gus Frerotte Field.
I know. I didn't know he played at Mizzou, and they named the stadium after him. That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Text line's coming in. Brown, and yes, the curtains match the drapes. Light brown with dreamy blue eyes. 38 balding and going gray, baby. LOL. Embrace it. I'm just screwed if I go bald because I look like a walking hot air balloon. Gigantic head. But no, we get back into the Bryce Young thing because Max got some quarterbacks that he think have, you know, had had bad times, and he also thinks that there's a team that should trade for Bryce Young. You think he should go to the Fish?
I do. I do think the Dolphins should try and get Bryce Young.
Which would lead into your theory of new face, new place?
New face, new place. I mean, this is a guy in Mike McDaniels who already kind of fixed. I mean, not like Tua is great, but he kind of unbroke Tua. We were all like, is Tua actually going to do anything? And then he led the league in passing yards. Mike McDaniels was a huge part of that. I don't know if he's like some genius, but I think he's pretty good. I think he'd be able to.
Well, they got him Waddle and Hill.
Yes, that's a huge part of it.
Mostert, Achane.
I think McDaniels was probably a little overrated. Don't get me wrong. I was sitting here a couple weeks ago. What's his name? Was it Flores? Or I was defending Flores. I'm a Flores defender. So Brian Flores.
The old Dolphins coach?
Yeah.
Did he get himself in a world of trouble, too?
A little bit.
But other than the Alabama thing, which is just kind of a happenstance, he's smaller, undersized, really accurate, good in the pocket, would kind of fit perfectly in the system. It would just kind of be played.
What do you think you'd have to give up for him?
Nothing. Just take him, please.
That's why you do it. He was the number one overall pick last year. I mean,
but the Dolphins are in win-now mode. Bryce Young can't put his shoulder pads on. Okay?
Yeah, but Tua, you're not winning with Tua.
No, not now. They're not, but you're not going to win with Bryce Young either, right? Like, if you got a roster that maybe is good. I don't know. They tell me it's good, right? Does Bryce Young help that roster take the next step and get better? The answer is 1,000,000% no. Go ahead.
I'm going to say, to be fair to Max's point, Sam Darnold, Baker Mayfield both played in Carolina. Both guys are doing exceptionally much better outside of that system.
Way better.
So that's where I would say, like, he could. But I don't know. He's still, he's different than
those
guys.
He's 23.
But Baker played well before he went to Carolina. Sam Darnold was okay. Like, they at least showed glimpses. This guy, I don't know, man. Like, and I know sometimes it's like hyperbole, but in sports, like just think of sports in general. Of all the sports that you guys have watched over the years, have you ever seen a player so overmatched like Bryce Young?
Well, there's a list that Mac has below that might suffice to that.
I mean, but seriously, just in sports in general, have you seen an individual athlete overmatched like Bryce Young? Like, I've seen bad players. We all have seen bad.
You brought one up earlier in Rosen.
Rosen was overmatched, they got rid of him, and he's out of the league.
For
and,
sure.
You know, he was also a douche.
Oh, he was?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. He was like rich kid at college that, you know, didn't really relate to anybody.
Yeah.
And I said it when he was coming out, like, that's a bad pick. Like his teammates didn't like him at UCLA.
USC? I can't
UCLA,
remember.
UCLA.
UCLA.
Darnold went to USC the year that they both got drafted.
Yeah, so UCLA.
So it was UCLA. But
or was it Goff? I think it was Goff and Goff and Rosen, they got drafted in the same class.
I don't remember.
It was Goff and Rosen because Goff went to Cal and then he went to.
Goff went to Cal, right. Yeah. And he went to one of the Southern Cal schools. And I just remember, if your teammates don't like you and you're the quarterback in college, you're not going to do so well in the NFL. And it really happened fast and it fell apart quick and they bounced. I give the Arizona Cardinals probably the most credit of any team ever because they bounced on that guy where teams refused to do it. And now here's Carolina going and doing the exact same thing. And it is the right move. You've got to preserve those other 52 guys. You owe it to the other 52 players and coaches inside that locker room to give them a chance to win. And if you don't have a quarterback, you don't have a chance to win. I'm trying to just think off the top of my head, I don't know, man. Who have we seen so overmatched like that in sports where it's just oh my God, this isn't for you.
Yeah, Rosen went to UCLA. Goff went to Cal. Rosen was terrible.
Oh, awful.
3-13, 54 completion percentage, 2,864 yards, 12 touchdowns, 21 interceptions.
Never should have been drafted in that spot, ever. But people FOMO with these quarterbacks. And so I give Carolina a lot of credit. We're out, man. This guy stinks. But if you're the Dolphins right now, if you're going to pick him up and put him on the practice squad, fine, whatever. But the Dolphins need somebody today.
Oh, for sure.
And he's not the answer today.
Um, has Bryce Young been worse than Ryan Leaf?
Yeah, oh God, yes.
Jamarcus Russell.
Well, see, that's the interesting one right there. I don't know. Like, Jamarcus Russell was really bad. But Jamarcus Russell also admittedly didn't do any work. Right? Like, they gave him those blank videotapes to go watch, and he claimed it was, like, blank tapes. They didn't, like, the guy's not even doing, like, he wasn't doing what he was supposed to be doing. I don't know if Bryce Young's like that. I'm sure stories will start to come out, you know.
Johnny Manziel?
Johnny Manziel showed some flash. Johnny Manziel, I don't think, was bad. I think Johnny Manziel was more excited about the party lifestyle and being Johnny Manziel than he was being a quarterback in the NFL. Almost, I think Bryce Young really wants to be a quarterback. He's just not very good at being a quarterback.
Almost beat the Chiefs in Arrowhead.
I know. Was that game? Right. Yeah. It was a crazy game.
And then slammed his helmet like a little baby at the end on the field.
Yeah, he did.
That
he
was pre Mahomes, if I'm not mistaken. That was,
Dwayne Bowe gave me a fist bump. That's Cleveland Brown, Dwayne Bowe.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
It was Cleveland
Brown, Dwayne Bowe. Yeah, exactly.
Did he ask you if Sonic was open? Brady Quinn? Bryce Young.
Bryce.
Brady.
Okay. David Carr.
Carr put up a decent year or two.
David.
Yeah.
Yeah. Matt Leinart.
Matt Leinart.
Okay.
Like, it's just like you watch Bryce Young and you're like, oh my God. Like, if it jumps off the page that it's really bad or really good, I think that says something. Like, if you have to have a debate on whether or not somebody's good or not, man, there's like, you watch Bryce Young and you're just like, God, what is this? Is this high school?
I just give another chance because of the atrocious system that is Carolina Panthers. I'm not willing to give up completely.
I'm not out.
I think it's been bad. It's been rough. But again, they traded everything that could have made him better. They got rid of McCaffrey. Yep. They got rid of DJ Moore. They got rid of draft picks. They went and drafted him. And then, no offensive line. And his number one wide receiver is Deontay Johnson, who can't catch a flu. And Adam Thielen, who is as old as his quarterback now, the Red Rocket.
Right, yeah.
So, I mean,
we're going to bring in with Frank Reich. We're going to fire him immediately, and then we're going to have this new head coach that's never done anything.
I'm not saying he's been set up at all. No, right. He has not been set up. But sometimes you have to just, as an athlete, go and act like you know what's going on. I just look at this guy. Like, they clearly agree with my take on this one because they're pulling the plug fast on him there. And we'll know how good these weapons are and all this other nonsense once we see Andy Dalton play. I mean, that's a veteran quarterback. If he goes out there and has any sort of success, that ain't good for Bryce Young.
Coming up on the other side, we do the start, bench, cut. 913-586-7965. That's the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. Start, bench, cut. Dusty Likes, Bob Fesco, Mac Morey. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for K-State Athletics. 96.5 The Fan.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.